Slum is the way of life. 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 Slum is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
مري اسلام برادرز اند فيورز اف مدني چینل Welcome back again, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, in our very beautiful Silsila program. MashaAllah Azawajal, another beautiful topic on a personality who is a very, very great personality. InshaAllah Azawajal, we're going to learn about this very important personality that everyone, even our children, our family members, should know about this personality, who he was, and some of the miracles, inshallah, azawajal, and his relationship to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please try to join us until the end of the program. Let's start off with today's program with the tilawat, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٌ وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أنزل عليه آية من ربه قل إن الله يضل من يشاء قل إن الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله.
بل بل
یہ ایک گلشن
As always, Alhamdulillah, beautiful kalam written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, very beautifully recited by Shoaib Bhai. May Allah Ta'ala give you a long life and barakat. And Subhanallah, the kalams of Ala Hazrat, you know, not everyone can read them, But mashallah, so there's such beautiful kalam and such meanings. And the scholars, they say that the kalams of Allah Hazrat were true to according to the Quran and the Hadith.
MashaAllah.
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Now, inshallah, so before we start, I've introduced our panel today. Our topic for today is a very beautiful topic. And this topic is about a personality who is the first one to accept Islam or to enter into Islam. As soon as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood, this personality immediately accepted Islam on the hands of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Today we're going to discuss his life and his miracles and also his relationship, his love to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, when you talk about the Sahaba ikram, the Khulafai Rashideen, you know, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his maqam amongst the subhanallah Khulafai Rashideen, it has his own status. Remember, the Khulafai Rashideen, every single Sahabi has his own status in the court of the Prophet sallallahu Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was born in Makkatul Mukarrama and his mother's name was Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima Binte Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she named him after his father's name Haider, where his father named him Ali, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave him the titles of Asadullah, the Lion of Allah. He gave him the title of Murtaza, the Chosen One. He gave him the title of Karrar, the One Striking Back repeatedly. He was given the title Sher-e-Khuda, the Lion of Allah, and Mola Mushkil Kusha. These are some of his titles. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the paternal cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani he was the son of Abu Talib, who was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and one of the greatest supporters of Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His kunyat, his title was Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib, Abu al-Hasan and Abu Tarab. After he was born 30 years after Amul Fil. MashaAllah Azawajal, we've got Tawfiq Bhai, SubhanAllah Azawajal. Ji Tawfiq Bhai.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hafsab, first of all, it's very important for us to understand the importance of the Islamic history.
SubhanAllah.
Especially, we need to instill in our youngsters' hearts the days of the pious people.
Sure.
21st of Ramadan marks the martyrdom of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
SubhanAllah.
Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was severely injured either on 17th or 19th of Ramadan. He was attacked, it was an assassination attempt, and he was seriously wounded for a couple of days.
Whilst he was walking towards the masjid.
Towards the masjid.
SubhanAllah.
And so on the 21st of Ramadan, he took shahada. He became a martyr. And Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I want to start off with a story of his power of dua.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah, it is mentioned that the fourth caliph, the fourth leader of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was present in the house of Allah, the Holy Kaaba, with his both sons, Sayyiduna Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he noticed there was a person there who was making dua, he was crying. And he's consistently making dua in the court of Allah. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu instructed someone to bring that person towards him. And when he noticed that when a person was coming, one side of his body was paralyzed.
Allahu Akbar.
And he was struggling to walk. He was dragging himself whilst he came in the court of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And astonished, Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem asked him, "What happened to you?" He said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, unfortunately, my state was such that without any fear, I used to commit sins. I did too much bad in my life. I used to commit guna. And my father, who's a pious person, he would consistently, you know, encourage me to stay away from sins. He would tell me off.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like that. And once I became so angry at my father, I hit him. I beat my father and he was really hurt. He was so angry. And so his father, he went straight to the Holy Kaaba and there he made a dua. Dua, you can say he made a curse for his own son.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. And his curse for his own son got accepted immediately. Allah. And this son, you know, he became, half of his body became paralyzed.
Astaghfirullah.
And, you know, he realized, you know, look, I did wrong. He felt sorry, he felt guilty. Then as on the first opportunity when he saw his father, he said, I went to my father and with my heartfelt feeling, I said sorry to my father. I said, please forgive me. Please forgive me, please, father. And, you know, father being a father, through his love, he said, okay, you know, son, I forgive you. So now let's go back to that same place where I made that curse for you. We'll go there and now we'll make a dua for you, for your well-being,
Allah,
for your good health. So both of them, the father and son, they were on the way back. The father was on the she-camel, and suddenly something happened to the camel, and the camel started running around here and there as if it's scared, it's fearing something, and just running from this side to that side. And during that period, the father stumbled and fell on the floor. And it says that the father fell between the two rocks and he died.
Allah.
He passed away. So he was on his way towards the Holy Kaaba Sharif, towards Mecca, and he passed away. So he couldn't reach that place where he could make a dua for his own son. And now he says, the son is saying that, you know, after the burial, now I've reached here and I consistently make dua in the court of Allah for forgiveness, for tawbah, for being disobedient to my father.
Allah.
Yeah, this is why I'm here. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, was your father pleased with you before he passed away? He said, yes. In the last moments, my father was happy with you. And on this, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, look, don't worry. No, have patience. Inshallah, things will be fine.
Alhamdulillah.
And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed few raqat of namaz and raised his hands and made dua in the court of Allah for his betterment, for his well-being. And subhanallah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, Qum, stand up. And that young man, he stood up, he started walking without any trouble.
Subhanallah.
You know, this was the power of the dua of Masha'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu
ta'ala. I just want to mention one thing there, mashallah, to be a beautiful waqia to start off with. Now, for this person, you know, as they say sometimes, it's a bit too late to come into the court of Tawbah. Tawbah, the door of Tawbah is never closed. But sometimes, you know, I ask the children as well. I had a father once coming up to me and he had a black eye. And, you know, we said to him, what's happened? And he goes, I just don't want to tell you. It's all right. Don't worry about it. But then, you know, because he wanted some ta'wizat, we didn't push him too much. But then, you know, as he moved away, he goes, look, Afsab, I'll tell you, my son punched me. You know, my son punched me today. And the thing is, you know, we made his zen as well, that look, whatever's happened, just forget it, you know, forgive him or else, you know, he's going to be in problem. You know, maybe some children are listening here as well. You know, your parents, whatever you do to them, they will always forgive you. But remember, sometimes it could be too late. Just like this story, it was too late for that person. If Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we assume that if he wasn't there, then for how long would this son be like that? So he was lucky that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu made dua for him. Allah ta'ala gave him shifa.
From this incident, we also learn that sometimes, you know, parents' baddu'a, the curse can be accepted as well. So parents need to be careful as well. You know, when you're screaming at your children, you're saying the words of curse. You know, what if that time is a time of acceptance? And then after that, you're going to be crying.
Ji, Harun bhai, mashallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very beautiful topic. You know, when you talk about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, it fills you with emotions of such a character that he was, mashallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hafsab, of all the great hastis that we spend time talking about, you know, there is not going to be amongst the rest of creation somebody quite as amazing as Hazrat Ali radiallahu
ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
What can you say about the hasti? You know, everybody has this dream of seeing the Kaaba from the inside. Everybody has a dream of, you know, we get the opportunity. And sometimes you think, I'll have a look. You go and look for photos. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was born inside the Kaaba. Can you imagine his status? You know, when he was born, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put their blessed lu'ab-e-dahan mubarak, the saliva mubarak, into the mouth of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. I mean, that is just by itself,
you know,
just
amazing. Scholars, they mention that no one ever had the privilege of being born in the Kaaba, and no one ever will have the privilege again.
Allah.
So you only have one person, and that is Hazrat
Mawla Ali. And then, you know, his childhood, it's spent with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, this is the people, this is the hasti that the people of Makkah are calling Sadiqul Wa'dul Amin. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the people and invited them to Islam and said, who's going to be with me? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up. He was only 10 years of age. And you know what the kuffar of Makkah said? When the 10-year-old child stands up and he says, Ya Rasulallah, I believe in you. And you know what they said? They said, he's enough for you. No, they did it in a mocking way. But look at what time showed the world that Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, he was enough for everybody.
And you know, they say that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was right at the back of the crowd.
Allah.
He was standing on his toes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm
with you. Allahu Akbar. And you know, that mockery, look at it. You know, years later, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is leading the way. So, you know, he was just simply amazing. One can get a glimpse of his amazing status. You know, all the prophets, out of all the prophets and messengers of Allah, there is one prophet that is special because he was made a prophet through the dua of another prophet. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made a dua in the court of Allah.
Subhanallah.
And Hazrat Harun alayhi salam was made a prophet of Allah. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Ali to me is like Harun alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam. That is something truly amazing.
Only he was given prophethood, but Ali wasn't given prophethood.
No. But the status that the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to show the ummah, look at the amazing status of this hasti. And then, you know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved daughter, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, part of me, you know. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala had the honor and the privilege of marrying the daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader of the women of Jannah. And so he was truly amazing. Let me give you a glimpse.
I just want to mention one beautiful thing you mentioned, Arun Bhai. You know, when proposals were coming for Sayyida Fatima, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will leave it in the court of Allah. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and said that, Ya Rasulullah, do Fatima's nikah with Ali.
Subhanallah.
You know, so alhamdulillah, they were, you know, the chosen in the court of Allah.
Subhanallah. And let me give you a glimpse of his love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his belief. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is stood, and there's some kuffar there, non-believers. And a beggar comes up. And the beggar says to the non-believers, said, can you give us something? And they say, no. And they rebuke him. And then to make a mockery, they said, go and ask him. Thinking that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala won't have anything. So he won't be able to give. So he'll feel embarrassed. So the beggar comes over and says, Mawla Ali, can you give me something? And the great Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, hold out your hand. Clench your fist.
Subhanallah.
He reads something and he blows on the wrist and he says, go back to them and open your hand. So he marches over and the non-believers are laughing. They're thinking, all he's done is he's blown on the wrist. What can that do? But they didn't know the power of the Rudi Pak. So he opens his hand and there are gold coins there. They were so amazed that some of them accepted Islam as well. But look at the yaqeen of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The belief in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he knew that bazahir, you know, he didn't have the coins, but all he knew is that Durood-e Pak was the solution to everything.
Subhanallah. Once our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, أنا دار الحكمة وعلي بابها.
Allah.
I am the house of wisdom and Sayyidina Ali is its door.
Subhanallah.
You know, sometimes we hear scholars say, Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Now, have you ever wondered why do we say karramallahu wajhahul kareem? We don't normally use that word with any other sahabi.
Yeah,
normally when you say the name of a sahabi, it's a practice of the Muslims that we say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But with Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, we use that word, that phrase next to that as well. We thought, you know, sometimes you think, why is that? Why is it different? And scholars say that Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even from his young age, from birth, you can say, he never worshipped any other idol.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, you know, this was his speciality, you know, at the time of ignorance. Even then, he never performed a sajda to any idol. Other than he had a belief in Allah, even at that young age as well. Yeah. And due to this reason, he was given the title Karramallahu Wajhahul Kareem, which means that Allah Kareem make his face great and beautiful and buzurgi. Yeah. And this is the beauty, you know, of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first from the children who accepted Islam.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, subhanallah. The love between the Sahaba was amazing. It's matchless. Yeah, especially the love between the Khulafa'i Rashideen. You know, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has so much love for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the scholars say that, you know, besides his two great sons, Hasanain Karimain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had three sons. And them three sons, he named them Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman.
Subhanallah.
And this shows that, you know, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had so much respect and love for these great companions.
Subhanallah. And another in love of Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the scholars they mention, is that when Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was house under siege, and he says that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent both of his sons, Imam Hassan and Hussein, to go and guard him and make sure nothing happens to him. So this shows you how much love Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for the Khulafa'i Rashidin and for the Khalifa of that time as well.
Subhanallah. Amir al-Mumineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu once said that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has three distinctions, you know, three qualities, three specialities, that if any of them was awarded to me, then this would be more beloved to me than red camels.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah? Allahu Akbar.
And this shows you, you know, what the maqam of these specialities are. And that they are, number one, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam married his daughter Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha to him. Number two, his house was attached to the house of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam inside Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. And whatever was permissible for him inside the masjid was his speciality.
Allah.
And no one else had that exclusion. Number three, subhanallah, the flag of Islam was given to him in the Battle of Khaybar.
Subhanallah. What was the Battle of Khaybar, Harun bhai? That was the battle that, you know, it was such an important place, Khaybar, for the Muslims. I want you to tell me what the story is about Khaybar.
This was an amazing, amazing time when... What happened is this, that the non-believers had taken certain posts and the Muslims had made attempts to try and gain that position and to defeat the non-Muslims. And the attempts had failed over and over again. Now, the night time comes and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala gets an eye infection. So he's got an eye infection and the next morning they're going to relaunch their attack. And he's not feeling too great, and then he comes to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him not only to pulse the saliva mubarak in the eye, and the eye then is perfect, but also gives him the glad tidings, Ali, you are going to conquer this today. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala conquered this. And the narration says that the door was such that many people could not move it. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala by the power, because you see, what you've got to remember is this. There is a silsla of velayat. What velayat is the friends of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Now, they are spread throughout the world all the time and they link back. So we know that Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala has got his feet on the necks of all the awliya, and we did silslas on that. And he is one of the greatest sheikhs. But if you follow it back, it actually, obviously, that it goes back to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in that chain of velayat, the head of that department,
subhanallah,
is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And his powers and his, you know, his understanding and his knowledge is so amazing. I mean, you read that hadith in Mubarakah where Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was the door to hikmah, to the door of wisdom. Yes. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am the city of knowledge,
subhanallah,
and Ali is the door. Ana madinatul ilm.
That narration is in front of me here. It's beautiful. Like, if you read the full narration,
yes,
it's amazing. One of the great faqih of Islam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ana madinatul ilmi wa Abu Bakrin asasuha. وعمر حيطانها وعثمان سقفها وعلي بابها. I am the city of knowledge. Abu Bakr is its foundation. Umar is its wall. Uthman is its roof.
Subhanallah.
And Ali is its door.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You know about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, we hear about people reciting the Quran. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one of them people that they say that as soon as he would climb the horse, one foot he will put on the stirrup, and as soon as he would put the other, he would finish the whole Quran.
Subhanallah.
And that was the karamat of Hazrat Ali. And also Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his sakhawat, his love for the poor people, his generosity, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran as well. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 274, أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَّةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: those who give their money in charity in night and day secretly and openly, they have their reward with their Rabb. They neither have any fear nor any sorrow. That was the ayat that was revealed on Hazrat Ali, behalf of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's generosity. That, you know, we learned some of the waqiyas the other day that even though they needed the food at home, he says that his family were fasting for 3 days. For 3 days consecutively, they were doing iftari and sahri just with water. They had the money, but they would give it to the poor people.
Subhanallah.
جی ماشاء اللہ سوجل شعیب بھائی اٹس ٹائم فار اے کلام
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علی وسلم.
گناہوں کی نحوست بڑھ رہی ہے دم بدم مولا, میں نے توبہ پر
جی
Topic is about the great Hazrat Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. You know, when we talk about reading the Quran, you know, we learnt a story about how Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would finish the Quran, and the knowledge that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had around the Quran itself. It says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself, he says that if I had camels, I would load them 70 camels with the tafsir of just Surat Fatiha. That's how much, you know, tafsir of Surat Fatiha, the commentary of that. You know, Alhamdulillah, there's many Qurans in English and in Urdu and many other languages as well. You know, most likely people will be able to do tafsir, okay. They might write a whole book on Surat Fatiha. I haven't heard of it yet as well. Lekin Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I could write so much that I could fill 70 camels with books on just Surat Fatiha. And the whole Quran is left. So, mashallah, Azrul Ji Harun Bhai.
Afsab, that's a very good point you make, because the intellectual ability of Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala was so amazing that in the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stretching over 1460 years and billions of people, he was probably the cleverest person in the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his knowledge was so amazing that the Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Usman Ghani, and even the great mother of the believers, Hazrat Aisha Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha, would look towards him to solve complex matters.
Subhanallah.
He had such an amazing understanding of the glorious Quran and the Hadith of Abarkan, such in depth that I'll give you an example. There was one thing I was reading that Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, there was a matter presented in his court regarding a woman, and he made a decree on the basis of some evidence. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala arrives and says, "No, but Umar, you've missed this. And according to that, this punishment shouldn't be done." And you know the words of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala is, "If Ali wasn't here, Umar would have been destroyed today."
Subhanallah.
This is the in-depth knowledge he had. And then, you know, his devotion to knowledge, his you know, the mastery of sciences, some of the things that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, even to that science of today is looking at. For example, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that, you know, if you do miswak, it improves your intellect, right? Now what the scientists are saying is actually the miswak that he was referring to has phosphate in it, and phosphate is actually known to help improve your brain power and your memory. Things like that, you know, he just had such an amazing knowledge. But why wouldn't he? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I am the shahr, I am Madinatul Ilm, and he is the door. And so that set it up. Let me give you one beautiful hadith mubarakah.
Subhanallah.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who loves Ali loves me,
subhanallah,
and the one who loves me loves Allah.
Subhanallah. I want to add to that, Harun Bey. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also says that the one who looks at Ali is also ibadat.
Allah.
There's a very beautiful hadith. Well, the saying of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that someone asked him, "How much do you know?" When we say that, "How much do you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" Someone asked Hazrat Ali, "How much do you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" He replied, "I swear by Allah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dear to us than our estate, our progeny, our parents, and even cold water at the time of intense thirst."
Subhanallah.
Yani he was more dear to us, and this is what true love is. And subhanallah, who knows more about the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Tawfiq bhai, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. We're talking about the love of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What does the love of Sayyidina Ali demand?
Yeah,
someone who says that I love Sayyidina Ali, what does Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu say to those who love him? Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Karima said that after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Bakr and Umar are better than all. And he further added, "Love for me and hatred for Abu Bakr and Umar cannot gather in the heart of any true believer."
Subhanallah.
And this is a very important part that we need to be aware of in our life. That if we, you know, if we have this claim that we love Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we love him so much, but in that love, you know, if there's people who've gone too far and they've started hating other companions, other great personalities of Islam, this is wrong. This is not the true teaching, and this is not the teaching of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And there's the other side of it as well. There are people who have less love. In a way, you can say they have bugs of Ali. Yeah, and them are people that we need to stay away from as well. So in a nutshell, that if there's anyone who even from far we can feel that or smell that these people have hatred towards any companion, any sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to, you know, stay away from them people. We need to close our ears from them. Don't listen to their words.
Now, there is something just really amazing. His character was truly, truly of the highest standard. Obviously, having spent time with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, he was beautiful anyway, and Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nur just, you know, shone forth. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, he set up a trust in Medina to help the poor people of Medina. And you know, during the nights, there were some people who used to pick up the boriya of the anaj and they used to go and deliver them. And you know who those were? The beautiful Hassan and Karim men. This is the household they were in. These were the amazing people, you know. And let me give you a glimpse of the single-mindedness in the court of Allah, of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. It says that once he was in a battle, and there was an enemy, and he had the enemy at his helm. So he basically had him there, and the enemy spat at him. He spat at him, so he let him go.
Allah, Allah.
The companions asked, okay, Mulali, you had him there, he's Allah, the enemy, Allah. And you've let him go, why? He said, because the reason I was attacking him, because he was the enemy of Allah, when he spat at me, I became angry. And I didn't want my anger mixed in there. If I was going to do an action, it was going to be purely for Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I withdrew from there because I didn't want to dilute my action. Look at the Madani soldiers, look at the amazing quality.
Beautiful book has been published by Maktabatul Madina, and I want to read this. Someone asked a question, Amir Ahle Sunnat, he says, how is it to say Mola Ali? And it says that undoubtedly Allah is literally the Mola. However, nowadays, you know, when we call someone who is a scholar or someone with a degree, what do you say to him? Maulana Saab. And Maulana Saab means Mola. And then Amir Ahle Sunnat, he says that whenever you get these whispers, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And then he mentions the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jami' Tirmazi. The hadith says, Man kuntu Mawlahu fa'aliyun Mawlahu. That the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he of whom I am Mola, Ali is his Mola. So that's why we say Ali Mola. And Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ali, he commentates on this hadith and he says that, for example, a friend helper, a freed slave, the one who frees the slave, in this hadith, the word Mola does not imply Khalif or king, but implies friend and ally, or in other words, a helper. In fact, Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajharul Kareem is not only a friend of Muslims, but also a helper, which is why he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is called Mola Ali.
SubhanAllah.
You know? So sometimes the shaitan whispers this in your mind that, you know, should we be calling Mola Ali? Why not? Because there are many verses in the Quran. I just want to read one verse. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The translation from Kanzul Iman, then indeed Allah is their supporter and Jibreel and the virtuous believers are also helpers. So we won't say that, you know, to say Jibreel alayhi salam is the helper is shirk. No. So try to not to have these thoughts. That's not our topic. We're not scholars. We're not going to debate on this or talk about it. But Alhamdulillah, Azawajal Harun.
I'm just going to read some commentary of that ayah Mubarakah, because you read the translation from Kanzul Iman, that Allah is his helper and Jibreel and the righteous believers, and also the angels are appointed as his helper. So it comes back to saying, you know, when you ask for help, and that was one of the things. But commenting on the above verse, Alama Sayyid Mahmud Alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Sayyidina Asma Binte Umais Radiallahu Ta'ala Anha has heard the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, the words in this verse, the righteous believers, refer directly to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
You know, I just want to another beautiful clarification. Punjabi, ayo sherane putra. Yeah, that doesn't mean that his dad was a lion. Oh, I say metaphorically we say that, don't we? So Alhamdulillah, no one, you know, doubts that Allah Ta'ala is the Mola. Yeah, everything, Allah Ta'ala is our helper. No Muslim will ever believe that ma'azallah, Allah Ta'ala is not our helper. But Allah Ta'ala has made these people as our helper.
One term that you mentioned earlier, it was a laqab of Sayyidina Ali. Now, that laqab has been given to Hazrat Ali by Allah and his beloved Habib.
SubhanAllah.
You know, if somebody normal was to give you a title, you know, but when Allah and his beloved Habib call you the Lion of Allah, Azza wa Jal, it's just amazing.
SubhanAllah. Just to make a point there, you know, sometimes as youngsters, as elders, you know, when you're confused regarding your Islamic identity, or you're not sure why, you know, should you be saying this, should you not be saying this? In them particular scenarios, look at the senior scholars of Ahlul Sunnah. Look at these beacons of lights. Look at their practices. You know, look at the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Look at the teachings of the current senior scholars worldwide. You know, different cultures, different backgrounds, even in Pakistan, India. If you look at these great, great scholars, look at their practices. They all say it. They all say Ya Ali. They all say Mola Ali. You know, and if they are saying this, that has to be right.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, the scholars of the Ummah, you know, on a majority level, they will not get together in wrong. This is a very important principle.
Mashallah.
And scholars say, it is mentioned in Tafsir Suratul Jinan, that the majority of the Ummah, whenever they are together, they will stay together in the Aqeedah point of view.
Mashallah.
Yeah, they will not
I've
have
got
difference
an even
of opinions.
Simpler solution.
Oh, go on.
Whenever you're in doubt about any Masla of Aqeed, ask the scholars, what did Allah Hazrat say? Simple.
Subhanallah.
And whatever Allah Hazrat said, just take that and you will be successful.
MashaAllah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once with the Sahaba ikram and he did talqeen. And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what did you just do? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I did talqeen. Talqeen means reminder. I reminded the person. What is the talqeen? Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi muhammadan nabiyan wa bil qur'ani imama. اذكر ما خرجت من الدنيا شهادة الله لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد عبده ورسوله. That is the talqeen. Yeah. Now, Alhamdulillah, the benefit of that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you do this talqeen to the deceased person, when the munkar and nakir come inside the grave to ask him questions, they will hold their hands and they will say, what's the point asking him questions? He already knows the answers.
They've just taught him.
Yeah, they've just taught him the answers and they walk outside the grave.
So the love that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah and the incident that happened, that the Muslims set out to come to Mecca to do Umrah and the Kuffar, they stopped them. And at the point of Hudaybiyah, there was a treaty that was signed. And they were writing that treaty down as they did in the days of old, where they wrote all the conditions down. And when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala started to write, he wrote that this treaty is between the Quraysh of Makkah and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they objected and they said, no, we don't accept that this is the Prophet of Allah Zawajal. So we want you to actually cut that out and we want you to write Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, right? And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Subhanallah.
And they said, no, we're not. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in their infinite wisdom, Aga Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali, do it. And Hazrat Mawla Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, I can't cross your name out. How can I do it? You know, Ali can't do that. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, themselves moved forward and crossed the name out and asked him to write. Because Hazrat Ali couldn't bring himself to do that in that situation. We know that the great treaty of Hudaybiyah and how then a few years later, Alhamdulillah, Makkah Park was conquered in the most beautiful way. But look at the love. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I know you're commanding me to do it, but how can Ali rub your name out? It just can't happen.
Subhanallah.
Hafsa, a few years ago, a very historic incident took place in the international headquarters of Dawood Islami, Fizan-e Madina, Karachi.
MashaAllah.
And Alhamdulillah, I was hazir there, I was present in Fizan-e Madina, Karachi. And if I remember correctly, maybe someone from the technical team can correct me further. I think it was 25th of Ramadan, after Fajr Namaz. Nigrani Shura, he played a voice message. Voice message of Amir al-Sunnat, he was talking to Nigrani Shura. And in that voice message, he gave a very important basharat, a good news.
MashaAllah.
Amazing words, that these words that came out on the tongue of say of Amir al-Sunnat, Dhamad Barakat Maliyah. And you know, sometimes people question, you know, when you love, when you respect and honor different Sahabi, some people say, oh, he has love for this particular Sahabi and not for Sayyidina Ali. And some people start questioning these type of things, in particular when Amir al-Sunnat mentioned in the maqam and the fadail of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And on this occasion, when people opened their tongue, Amir al-Sunnat, Dhamad Barakatul Aliyah, he said that, you know, I love Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu so much that if someone was to cut me into pieces, and if someone was to make my boti, and every drop of the blood will say, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya
Subhanallah.
You know, this is a very beautiful example.
This is very intense, you know, and Amir al-Sunnat, we know his personality, you know, the Ummah is aware of his personality, how truthful this great man is, yeah, and these words came on his tongue.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, that, just imagine, you know, what how much he loves Sayyidina Ali radiallahu
ta'ala. You know, for the viewers who are watching this, especially our youngsters, our teenagers who are watching this, your parents will be there as well. You know, we need to understand that loving the Sahaba Ikram, loving the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a very important part of our deen. You know, we need to love them. We need to learn about their stories. Sadly, today, you know, we know biographies about footballers, cricketers, and many other so-called famous personalities. But how much do we know about these great people that lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They ate with him. You know, they used to have their days and nights with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sadly, we don't know about them. If you are the father or the mother, remember, it's your duty to teach your children about these people. And if you are the children, then please, I beg you, go and learn about these famous personalities. Inshallah, Azawajal, you will see that this love that grows inside the heart of the Sahaba Ikram, and never ever come into the whispers of the shaitan that he is greater than he. Our Awliya Ikram have already mentioned to us that after this, the prophets of Allah, the greatest Sahabi is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After him, Hazrat Umar. After him, Hazrat Usman Ghani. After him, Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Now, this is what the status the ulama have said, but we're not going to say, I love Ali more than Abu Bakr, or I love Abu Bakr more than Ali. It's not for us to say that. We love everyone of them.
We love all of them. You know, every single Sahabi will go to Jannah.
You know, if you say, Tawfiq bhai, sorry, Arun bhai, you know, if you go, mashallah, how many children?
Three
children, yeah. Now, one of them you must be loving more than the other. I'm not going to say, you're going to say, no, main sara ki karna. I know there's one always that you love the most, yeah?
It's probably always the youngest one.
It's always the youngest one, isn't it? So, okay, you're mangna kuch nahi na, bache bade mangne na paise. Yeah, so the youngest one, yeah? But that doesn't mean that you don't love the others, yeah? You love them to bits, yeah? In the same way, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, like Amir al-Sunnah said, you can, you know, kill us, our blood drop will say Ali.
You see what it is, it's lack of knowledge and it's ignorance. These are all amazing hastis with billions of qualities which are there for admiration. You can get lost in each one of their beautiful qualities. You know, we say that the dust on the hooves of the horse on which a wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla is riding is the crown of our head.
Yeah?
So these are the companions of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, Madinah ki khak mil jaye to hum zindagi us par guzar de. These are the companions of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The other thing is, Hafiz, foolish are those people, Tawfiq bhai, who start to weigh one against the other. They've all got their own amazing qualities. You look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, qurban hone ko dil karta hai. You look at Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, you think, I'll give my life for him. You look at Hazrat Usman Ghani, you think there was nobody better than him. You look at Mawla Ali, and you can talk about him for all your life and admire his qualities. And the last example I give is this. You know, foolish are those people who say one and that, they weigh him up. Who are we to weigh him up? You know, if you stood under, there are four buildings, for example, it's just an example, and they tower into the sky beyond the clouds, and if you stood at the feet, little you, and these buildings are, you know, 3 kilometers high each, and then somebody says to you, well, I think that one might be taller than that one. You think, what a fool. You're at the feet of the building, stay at the feet of the building. We're at the feet of the Sahaba Ikram, and that's where we need to remain, and that's the way that we get into Jannah.
I want to make a very important point. I've seen in the life of Amir al-Sunnat, who loves Sahaba Ikram, who loves Ahlul Bayt, who loves Awliya Ikram, you know, especially when their days come, you know, when their urs comes, Amir al-Sunnat makes special ihtimam.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, he makes extra efforts, you know, even from his clothing as well. You will see him, that he will wear special clothes, you know, as a form of respect and honor, and as a form of making the public aware that today is the day of Ali. Today is the day of this particular Sahabi. Today is the day of this great personality of Islam. And this is something that as viewers and as the panel as well, you know, we need to make sure we do that ihtimam as well. We may make extra efforts.
I was going to say what Tawfiq Bhai mentioned was the Amir al-Sunnat putting the jubba on. And I'd read something which I quickly found, because it's really beautiful. Once there was a flood, and the river Euphrates, Al-Furat, started to break its banks, and the water started to flood, and the people obviously were very worried, and their homes were being flooded. So they called Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and the great Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala put the jubba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He put the Imama Sharif and the Chadar Mubarak, the Kamli Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mounted his horse and took Sayyidina Hasanain Karimain with him and went to the riverbank. He had his staff with him. And the first time he did that, the river Euphrates went down by 1 yard. The second time he did it, it went down by 1 yard. And then the third time it went down, and the people said, Malali, that's enough, stop there, because we need it. We don't need it to dry up totally, just leave it there.
SubhanAllah.
That was the effect of, you know, the great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal and the jubba of Nabi Kareem.
MashaAllah. Shuaib, any kalam regarding Manqabat wa Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if you have got one ready?
Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu
ahli nazar ki aankh ka tara ali ali ahli nazar ki aankh ka tara ali ali ahli wafa ke dil ka sahara
the program, alhamdulillah, was Ali Ali. Allah Ta'ala give the blessing, mashallah, when we die, may we say the word Ali Ali, and alhamdulillah, we pass away with the kalima tayyibah. This brings us to the end of our program. Make dua on behalf of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah Ta'ala forgives our sins for his behalf. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Islam is the way of life. 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 Islam is the way.